But why? Now he ain't too smart, but he thinks he's sharp in them crazy clothes that he wears. But I think the thing that really bugged me most was them rollers that he had in his hair. This one big hippie what that sign was on his back. He said peace, but the darn thing looked to me just like some American chicken track. Then I asked about that fancy chain. He said, "Dick, man, that cost $20. Well, I think that fella really ought to bought a cheaper chain than one of them $2.95 flea collars. One of them hippies, he was carrying the sign that read make love not war. I'm still trying to figure out what in the world that hippie's carrying that darn thing for. How he'd qualify for either one, man, is a sure enough mystery to me. Now, what do you do with a hippie with a Castro beard that's wearing a 36C?
You guys want to record the next dance sensation? Now you've done the stroll. And you've done the twist. Well, here's a new dance that's called the switch. Step ahead with your left foot and wiggle down. Then you pivot on your right foot with the sound. Wiggle back up with a little twitch. Now you're doing what they call a switch. You can dance it with your best girl or a friend. But no matter who you dance with, it's the end. You can dance with a doll or with a witch. Whoever you dance with, it's still a switch. If you look for a dance that isn't square, this one's got their lady off her chair. It's a dance to do like you had an itch. Remember the name, it's called the switch. Chubby Checker, Gary Bonds, and Joey D will all do the switch like you and me. And right dear Ivan Cavada, bitch, cause even the Russians will do the switch. All the young and old and fat and thin can do the switch, so let's begin. Sing along with Mitch. Turn off that TV and do the switch.
I'd like to dedicate this one to my producer, Top Tommy Roll.
I love Jimmy Luxury.
Hey, la la la, I'll see you tomorrow. watch a version of Flavor Flav.
Jimmy Luxury.
Tommy Roll.
Hey, hey, la 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 la, I'll see you tomorrow in the bottle.
I love Jimmy Luxury.
Hey, hey, la 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 la, I'll see you tomorrow in the bottle.
Jimmy Luxury.
Jim.
Again.
Phantom Cadillac rolling down the line and going drag 99 to the Phantom State line. I remember the day that I was face to face. Phantom Cadillac in my Rocket 88.
Again.
Phantom Cadillac rolling down the line. I'm gonna drag 99 to the Phantom State line. I remember the day that I was face to face. Phantom Cadillac in my Rocket 88. Jump back, you Phantom Cadillac. 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 Phantom Cadillac rolling down the line. I'm gonna drag 99 to the Phantom State line. I remember the day that I was face to face. Phantom Cadillac in my Rocket 88. Phantom Cadillac in my Rocket 88. Phantom Cadillac in my Rocket 88.
Yeah.
Thank you. This is a strange but true story that proves that great men indeed repeat themselves, that greatness indeed follows the same pattern. The facts depicted here are strange almost to the point of incredibility. Both of the great men we will tell you about are concerned with the triumph of good over the black forces of evil. Both of these great men are rich, and both of these great men have searching blue eyes. The name Lyndon contains six letters. The name Batman contains six letters. At Batman's side stands the boy wonder. At Lyndon's side stands the wonder boy. The names Robin and Hubie each contain five letters. The names Washington and Gotham City each contain 10 letters. The names Riddler and Wallace each contain 7 letters. The names Mr. Robert S. McNamara and Commissioner Gordon each contain 18 letters. The name Castro lacks 1 letter, having the same number as Penguin. The names the Batplane and Air Force One each contain 11 letters. Batman's Batmobile is in reality an experimental model Lincoln Continental. Lyndon's Lincoln Continental is in reality an experimental Batmobile. Behind the Cape Crusader stands a young bird named Robin. Behind the tall Texan stands an old Crusader named Bird. Bank robbers tremble when Batman spreads his net, and bank presidents tremble with what Lyndon nets from his spread. If you subtract the year of Lyndon's birth, which is 1908, from the year he graduated from high school, which is 1924, you get 16. Add 16 to 36 because Lyndon is the 36th president, and you get 52. There are 52 weeks in a year, 7 days in a week. Add 2 for the number of family beagle hands, and you get 9. The square root of 9 is 3. Divide this by a wife and 2 daughters, and you get 1. And there is only 1 Batman.
Yes, relatively simple alcohol molecules with traces of fusel oil.
For the big race out here. It's a beautiful day for the race. Not a cloud in the sky. 150,000 people are waiting for this great event. What a spectacle. Now the boys are coming around the first turn. I believe it's a perfect start. The green flag waves. The starter says okay. They're bunched together and there they go.
Be a doctor in this record.
All right, Bill.
Say, Doc.
What is it, Bill?
Do you think I'll live to be 100 years old?
Well, I don't know. Let me see. Do you smoke?
No.
Do you drink?
No.
Do you stay out late at night?
No, sir.
Do you run around with the flapper?
I should say not.
Well, what in the world do you want to live to be 100 years old for?
Well, anyway, there's something wrong with me.
Well, there must be if you come to me.
Well, there will be if I pay you.
Do you mean that you won't pay me?
Why, how much do I owe you, Doc?
Well, now, let me see. You owe me for 4 visits already, and this makes 5.
Well, put it all...
The people you despise, as long as you don't let them in your school. Oh, the poor folks hate the rich folks, and the rich folks hate the poor folks. All of my hope folks hate all your folks. It's American, it's apple pie. But during National Brotherhood Week, National Brotherhood Week, New Yorkers love the Puerto Ricans, 'cause it's very chic. Step up and shake the hand of someone you can't stand. You can tolerate him if you try. Oh, the Protestants hate the Catholics, and the Catholics hate the Protestants, and the Hindus hate the Muslims, and everybody hates the Jews. But during National Brotherhood Week, National Brotherhood Week, it's national, everyone smile at one anotherhood week. Be nice to people who are inferior to you. It's only for a week, so have no fear. Be
great.
Highway up the old Wazoo, baby. And they're not done their lessons yet until they've mastered this duet. 'Cause everybody knows it feels sublime to sing these songs at the same time.
Lick, licky, 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 lady, a limbo, lick her lovely labyrinthine loins.
pretty lady like you and you likely score. You learn to like a lick a lady, lady like you and you likely
and kitties. This is your sweet.
The legend you are about to hear is true. Only the needle should be changed to protect the record.
This is the countryside. My name is St. George. I'm a knight. Saturday, July 10th, 8:05 p.m. I was working out of the castle on the night watch when a call came in from the chief. A dragon had been devouring maidens. Homicide. My job. Slay him. You call me, chief?
Yeah, it's the dragon again, devouring maidens. The king's daughter may be next.
Mm-hmm. You got a lead?
Nothing much to go on. Said you take that .45 automatic into the lab to have him check on it?
Yeah. You were right.
I was right?
Yeah. It was a gun. 8:22 p.m. I talked to one of the maidens who had almost been devoured. Could I talk to you, ma'am?
Who are you?
I'm St. George, ma'am. Homicide, ma'am. I want to ask you a few questions, ma'am. I understand you were almost devoured by the man. Is that right, dragon?
It was terrible. He breathed fire on me. He banged me already.
How can I be sure of that, ma'am?
Believe me, I got it straight from the dragon's mouth.
11:45 p.m. I rode over the King's Highway. I saw a man. Stopped to talk to him. Pardon me, sir. Could I talk to you for just a minute, sir?
Sure, I don't mind.
What do you do for a living?
I'm a knave.
Didn't they pick you up on a 903 last year for stealing tarts?
Yeah? So what, do you want to make a federal case out of it?
No, sir. We heard it was a dragon operating in this neighborhood. We just want to know if you've seen him.
Sure, I seen him.
Mm-hmm. Could you describe him for me?
What's to describe? You see one dragon, you seen them all.
Would you try and remember, sir, just for the record? We just want to get the facts, sir.
Well, he was, you know, he had orange polka dots.
Yes, sir.
Purple feet, breathing fire and smoke.
Mm-hmm.
And one big bloodshot eye right in the middle of his forehead, and like that.
Notice anything unusual about him?
No, he's just a run-the-mill dragon, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir, you can go now.
Hey, by the way, how are you going to catch him?
I thought you'd never ask. A dragon net. 3.05 p.m. I was riding back into the courtyard to make my report to the lab. Then it happened. It was a dragon.
Hey, I'm the fire-breathing dragon. You must be St. George, right?
Yes, sir.
I see you got one of them new 45 caliber swords.
That's about the size of it.
You slay me.
That's what I wanted to talk to you about.
What do you mean?
I'm taking in a 502. You figure it out.
What's the charge?
Devouring maidens out of season.
Out of season? You never pinned that rap on me. Do you hear me, cop?
Yeah, I hear you. I got you in a 412, too.
A 412? What's a 412?
Overacting. Let's go.
On September the 5th, the dragon was tried and convicted. His fire was put out, and his maiden devouring license revoked. Maiden devouring out of season is punishable by a term of not less than 50 or more than 300 years.
Hanging in the breeze, he went, ah, yeah! Ape called,
Doodle-yabba, ape call. Doodle-yabba, ape call. Doodle-yabba, you like to be hip, boy? Go ape. Big dinosaur was a long, tall lizard. He drift through the jungle like a slow blizzard. But when he got a double-ticket lady lizard, he'd... Ah! Sharp cat, go ape. A pterodactyl was a flying fool. Just, I thought I'd break in and tell you what a pterodactyl was. Well, it was sort of a stork-looking bat with sharp teeth that cruised around looking for... Say, we haven't changed a bit, have we, cats? A pterodactyl was a flying fool, just a breeze-flapping daddy of the old school. But a mama dactyl could sure make him drool. Ape call, doodle-yabba, ape call, doodle-yabba, ape call, doodle-yabba. Don't be a square, Joe, go ape. Now old Papa Tiger was the boss of the Nile, just a sport model cat with a solid style. He was old King Cool till the girl tiger smiled. Ape call, doodle-yabba, ape call, doodle-yabba, ape call, doodle-yabba, Bezorch daddy-o. Go ape. Adam was the first boy in the land, a big Mallaroonie daddy with an iron hand. But when little Eva said,
hi, man.
Ape call, doodle-yabba, ape call, doodle-yabba, ape call, doodle-yabba. Don't be a cube rube, go ape. So remember to ape call today.
These two young chaps here singing now. David and Sean. A little song from the 1920s called Crazy Words, Crazy Tune. They're going to be crazy soon.
Crazy Hats.
Crazy Hats.
crazy too. All that you'll ever hear in crude. Vodo, Vododo, Diodo.
Vodododo.
Sits around the whole day long. Sings the same words to every song. Vodo, Vododo, Diodo.
Vodododo.
His ukulele daily. He would put
a what lock.
Stamping and vamping. Then he'd holler. Black bottom, crazy words, crazy too. He'll be driving me crazy soon. Vodo, Vododo, Diodo.
In a little town where I belong, there's a most accomplished fellow. He's the leader of the village choir, and his voice is warm and mellow. He drives a fruit cart around the street, and everybody knows it. He doesn't sing or rave about his fruit, he simply blows it. He's doing it all day long. It's better than any song. Though it isn't very pretty, you've got to admit it's cute. So all together let it go. Eat more fruit. It's certainly come to stay. It's a treat to hear him say, hey, fruits in season plenty, berries, apples, plums, and the old raspberries. Everything is fresh today. Every Friday night when work is done, he never wastes a minute. To the village hall he hurries round, where he sings just like a linnet. To hear him blow a melody, it's great, you can't deny it. And if you've nothing else to do, I'd like you all to try it. Get ready and do it now. It's easy when you know how. Though it isn't very pretty, you've got to admit it's cute. So all together let it go. Eat more fruit. It's certainly come to stay. It's a treat to hear him say, hey, don't he last so far, me vado. Everything is fresh today. Thank you.
It's suddenly come to stay. It's a treat to hear him say, hey, fruits in season plenty there is, apples, plums, and the old raspberries. Everything is fresh today.
In quaint native dress, any town in maid was deep in distress as the street she strayed, searching in every part for her false sweetheart and his ice cream cart. Her English was bad, it cannot be denied, and so to herself in Italian she cried, oh, oh, Antonio, he's gone away, left me alone, oh, light of this fair young lass, she'd faint at the sight of an ice cream glass. She dreamed nigh every day he'd come back to stay, then he'd fade away. Her old hurdy-gurdy all day she'd parade, and this she would sing sweet tunes that it played.
Crush it till the petals fall.
Now, excuse me there, Mr. Carl Grayson. I'll tell this little girl all about this here situation. Now, honey child, you knows that you always seems to break the, the very kind of soul of our heart with a hasty word that you just can't seem to recall. Honey child, honey lamb, honey baby, honey doll, honey pie. Now then, if this boy, now mind you, I says, if this here boy done broke your heart last night, honey child, honey lamb, honey baby, honey doll, honey pie, is because he loves you the most of all.
Until the petals fall, you always break
crunch
the kindest heart with a hasty word you can't recall.
Ah, yeah, you old
so
bat.
If I broke
crunch
your heart last night, it's because I love you most of all.
Uncorrected personality traits that seem whimsical in a child may prove to be ugly in a fully grown adult. Lack of involvement with the father or over-involvement with the mother can result in lack of ability to relate to sexual peers. And in homosexual leanings, narcissism, transsexuality, girls from the waist up, men from the waist down, attempts to be your own love object. Reconcile your parents to you by becoming both at once. Even Marilyn Monroe was a man, but this tends to get overlooked by our mother-fixated, overweight, sexist media. So, uncorrected personality traits that seem whimsical in a child may prove to be ugly in a fully grown adult. If you give in to them every time they cry, they will become little tyrants, but they won't remember why. Then when they are thwarted by people in later life, they will become psychotic, and they won't make an ideal husband or wife. The spoiled baby grows into the escapist teenager who's the adult alcoholic who's the middle-aged suicide boy. So, uncorrected personality traits that seem whimsical in a child may prove to be ugly in a fully grown adult.
Too many browns can change a writer's disposition, as sure as clouds can darken the dawn. Yet every joy in life has been our one ambition, and that's how we intend to go on. Merrily we roll along, my honey and me. Verily there's no one half as happy as we. Going wise as poor as mice, say what do we care? For we've been so wealthy in the love that we share. Merrily we dance along while facing the sun. Verily our slogan is, say don't we have fun? We live in style with a smile and a song as we merrily roll along. Merrily we roll along, my honey and me. Why we get along is very easy to see. She and I won't buy unless we pay for it cash, and we still enjoy the thrill of corned beef and hash. Though we often quarrel for a human, I'm sure, still we find there's nothing that a kiss cannot cure. We're for each other, how can we go wrong? As we merrily roll along.
She rises way, hey, up she rises way, hey, up she rises early in the morning.
Put him in the guardroom till he gets sober, put him in the guardroom till he gets sober, put him in.
in the garden till he gets over her eye in the morning. Sailor, what shall we do with the drunken sailor? What shall we do with the drunken sailor? I'll lie in the morning.
What do you do with a drunken sailor? Well, that's our question for the day. I guess you could roll him for his bread. Well, that'd be pretty uncool, you know. I guess you could bum a drink off him, ask him, hey, can I have a swig of that? Anyway, we've got a lot of time to contemplate such chin-scratching conundrums, because this is live from Sheena's Jungle Room with Mr. Fab, and we are putting the Jungle Room on a flotation device, and we are pushing it out to sea. Out to the high seas, depending on how much you've had to drink. That's right, for the first set of Live from Sheena's Jungle Room, it's all kinds of kooky sea shanties. We got other stuff coming up. We got a little live Devo bootleg I made by Field Recording, and a very, very strange special guest. I don't know what's going to happen with this guy. You just got to stick around, find out what happens. Here, where anything could happen, the home of your radio pirates, WMU.
I'll come down and let you in. I'll come down. said Monica Bill the sailor.
I've newly come upon the shore, and this is what I'm looking for, a jade, a maid, or even a horse,
said Monica Bill the sailor.
Lousy and full of fleas,
said Barnacle Bill the sailor.
I'll stick my mast in whom I please,
said Barnacle Bill the sailor.
My flowing whiskers give me class, the seahorses at them instead of grass. They hurt your cheeks, they tickle your ass,
said Barnacle Bill the sailor. Tell me that we'll soon be wed, tell me that we'll soon be wed.
In every port,
said Barnacle Bill the sailor.
Off I go on another tack to give some other fair maid a crack, but keep it oil till I come back,
said Barnacle Bill the sailor.
And always I've roughed some and none of them gets nowhere. If any